Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 60. I'm Grace.
And I'm Edgar.
In this episode, we're going to play a Thai tone game. As we have told you in the last episode, we put out a reading course
that you guys can find on thaiwithgrace.com/readthai.
And in the reading course, we're going to go deep into detail about the tone and also help you to pronounce correctly.
Yeah, so that you guys can learn how to read a word and figure out the tone, and also how to produce the tone yourself. So in this episode, Grace is going to tell me a word in English, and I have to say it in Thai with the correct tone.
And you're going to see how just changing the tone can change the word completely. Yeah. That's why learning tone and learning to produce it correctly is so important. Producing it correctly is even more important than knowing what tone it is, right?
Yeah. So let's get started.
All right. Let's start off with the easiest one, the one that everybody knows already. To come.
Ma.
Very good. Ma, mid-tone.
Mid-tone, yeah.
Horse.
Ma.
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 High tone.
High tone.
Dog.
Dog is ma.
Ma.
Rising tone.
Very good. Ma.
Ma.
How do I call my mom?
Mama.
Very good. Mama. Mama.
It's like a low tone followed by a high tone.
Yeah. Actually, sometimes I call my mom ma, like horse. Mm. So sometimes we make a joke. Like ma, ma. It's like she's horse. A horse or something. Or sometimes we say like, ma ma, like a rising, like dog horse. Uh-huh. So my mom is like a dog and a horse, something like that.
Mm-hmm. So as you can see, all these words, if you were to write it in English, you might write M-A. So this is why it's so important to learn to read Thai, so you can figure out the correct tone for each word. By the way, don't forget, if you guys want to see the spelling for all these words, you can do so by checking our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace. Where we'll have a PDF with all these words.
Yeah. What about the word white?
Khao.
Khao.
Rising tone.
Rising tone. Rice.
Rice. Khao.
Very good.
Falling tone.
Khao. Yeah. Falling tone.
Like, gin khao. Mm-hmm. Eat rice.
Yeah. How do you say white rice?
Khao khao.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Khao khao.
So rice first and then white. Falling and then rising.
Khao khao. What about news?
News. Khao.
Khao.
Low tone.
Low tone. Khao.
Khao.
That's another word. It's like, how do you say it? Like fishy? Like.
I know what we're talking about.
When you eat like fish and it's like not well cooked.
Yeah, like the smell
of fish.
It's
when you go to like an open market, you can smell this like fish smell.
This is khao.
Khao.
Just the mid tone.
Mm-hmm. Khao.
Khao.
You can say like, oh, like smell fishy. It's min khao.
Min khao.
Min is to smell, like smell bad.
Yeah.
Min khao.
Min khao. How did I do for these?
Perfect.
Nice.
If you notice, everything that we were using just a while ago to say white, rice, news, or fishy, they're all long vowel. Like cow. News. Cow.
White.
So how do you say knee?
Cow.
Very good. Cow.
So it's shorter.
It's shorter. So, khao is news. Khao is knee.
So both are low tone, but knee is shorter than news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And regarding this topic, also long and short, we'll cover that in our course.
Yeah. So let's move on to the next set of words.
How do you say medicine?
Medicine is just yeah, mid-tone.
Yeah, mid-tone.
Like pharmacy is ร้านขายยา
ร้านขายยา a shop sell medicine literally
yeah
ร้าน is a shop ขาย to sell ยา medicine
yeah
what about grass
grass is ยา a falling tone
what about don't
like don't do something
mm-hmm. don't do something
yeah
yeah
low tone
right yeah what about to divorce
it's also low tone right
yeah it's also low tone
yeah
yeah
so same as don't
mm-hmm. yeah so don't divorce how do you say that
yeah yeah
yeah yeah it's like the same word right but actually in writing it's a bit different written a bit differently
so it's written differently but they have the same tone
mm-hmm. and there's a rule to that we also talk about intercourse the next set of words let's try to throw
is ba
very good
this is like a baseball pitch kind of throw right
ba
ba to throw is mid-tone
forest
ba
low tone ba aunt
ba
ba falling tone ba so if you see an older lady let's say since now we are 30 years old and we see like somebody at 60 years old 50 years old we can call them ba
yeah
like an older generation woman ba how do you say the aunt throws aunt throws
ba ba
ba ba
how do you say the aunt throws in the forest
ba ba nai ba because nai is in
yeah
so ba ba nai ba
so falling followed by mid and then the word in and then followed by low
Let's take a look at the next set of words. What is the word for beautiful?
Soy.
Soy.
Rising tone.
Rising tone. What about bad luck?
Soy.
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 Mid-tone.
Mid-tone.
Soy.
This is not a normal bad luck, okay? It's actually a bit rude to say soy. Like, ah, soy, ah.
Yeah.
Like I'm dead. Damn. It's like damn. So it's not a normal, so neutral bad luck.
Can I call you with that word? Can I say like you're soy? Does it have a meaning?
You're bad luck?
Yeah. Like for example, if I mess up and I'm trying to say you're beautiful, but I just say, oh, Grace soy with the mid-tone.
Does that have a meaning? It can be funny. Yeah. It can be like, wow, my God, Grace is like in trouble. Grace has bad luck. As in she's in trouble.
Yeah, I guess with context, this one is always clear.
So. But it cannot offend anybody because people will know that you made a mistake of like you switch from soy, rising tone to soy. They will just laugh. Yeah. So when you say Grace soy, it's like, for example, I forgot my car key in the car and I closed my car. And you can say, oh, Grace soy lao.
Okay.
Grace is in trouble. Another word in this category is soy. Soy with low tone.
I haven't heard of that one.
It means like to pay like tribute, kind of like a regular payment. Let's say I'm opening a bar, right? And I have to pay the police, mafia, the mafia, I can say. Song soy, something like that, yeah. But anyways, it exists, this word.
So say all three of them again.
Soy mid-tone is bad luck. Soy.
Rising tone is beautiful.
Soy.
Low tone.
Means the money that you pay, like tribute. Next set is... How do you say microphone?
Mic.
It's a long word, but we don't say mic with a like microphone. It's not like that. We say mai.
Mai.
Mm. Mai.
Mid-tone.
Mid-tone.
Mai.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue. The word for new.
Mai.
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 You got it. I was just repeating, but it's perfect. Mai.
So low tone.
Exactly.
So new microphone.
Mai mai. Can you say it?
Mai mai.
How do you say burn? As in not the action of me burning something, but let's say a house is burnt.
Mai.
Very good. Mai. How do you say no in Thai?
Same. Mai.
Exactly the same pronunciation, but written differently.
Mm-hmm.
Mai kin, like not eat.
Yeah.
Ban mai. My house is on fire.
Mm.
What is like a question mark at the end? Like a particle that turn a statement into a question?
Mai.
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 Mai. So this one is a rising tone.
Rising tone. Many times we also say this word with a high tone.
Mm, yeah, like spoken everyday Thai, I hear mai all the mai. Time.
Chai mai?
With a high tone.
High tone. Can you say the word one more time with high tone?
Mai.
Mm. It's almost perfect, but you're like mai, a little bit like too like trying to get that high tone, you know? Like, just say, mai.
Mai.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, mai.
Yeah, so don't like stress too much, like mai. Mm. Like that.
Chai mai.
Mm. Chai mai.
Chai mai.
Chai mai.
Mm. So I think this is important. So, no is a falling tone, mai. And a question is either high or rising.
Mai or mai.
Mm.
Actually, you don't have any problem pronouncing any word alone, but you have problem pronouncing them like in a sequence.
Yeah.
Because the tone changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's try. The aunt likes to eat new rice.
Ba shop gin khao mai.
Very good. Yeah. But say it faster.
Ba shop gin khao mai.
Ba shop gin khao mai. Try again.
Ba shop gin khao mai.
That's perfect. The last one was perfect.
Mm.
Let's try. The grandmother doesn't like to eat medicine or take medicine.
Ba mai shop gin ya.
The grandmother.
Oh. Grandmother is.
Yai.
Yai mai shop gin ya.
Yai mai shop gin ya.
Yai mai shop gin ya.
Your mai is like to become monotonous when you put everything in sentence. So it's yai mai shop gin ya. Mm. Little movement there. Mai shop. It's not yai mai shop.
Mm.
When you were saying, you always made it like monotone. Mai shop. This is monotone. Mm. But mai shop. This is not monotone.
Yai mai shop gin ya.
It has a little bit of a foreign accent.
Mm.
So, yai mai shop gin ya.
Yai mai shop gin ya.
Good. This is true Thai accent.
Just gotta copy you.
Yeah, just gotta copy Thai person. So, see, when you get to the point where you can pronounce each word correctly, it's not like, that's it. It's not like, now I can speak Thai perfectly. Also, stringing them into in the intonation, that is exactly like how Thai people would say. That is also like the next step.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that is about like copying and listening a lot and just mimicking how Thai people speak.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope that this podcast has been interesting and fun for all of you who are trying to improve your Thai and that people that are struggling with the tones, right?
Yeah, and feel free to watch this many times and try to say the word before I say it. to see if you get the correct tone.
Mm-hmm. And also don't forget to go and check out my course, my reading course, which is made for beginner, intermediate, and advanced level.
Yeah, so if you guys struggle with this concept, I think it'll be really helpful. And you guys can check it out at thaiwithgrace.com/readthai. See you guys next week.
See you.
Bye.